The Stan logo emerges from a camera flash. Stan Originals. A Stan Original film. Christmas knickknacks, many homemade, adorn the rooms of a trim, bright farmhouse. On the calendar, the days of December are crossed off.
Christmas,
most items on a Christmas to-do list are crossed off.
Christmas, Christmas, jolly, jolly Christmas. Here it is, it's back again. Roasting chestnuts, crackling on the fire. Lots of presents and snowflakes fall. Sleigh bells ringing, jingling a ding dong. Angels singing, hear those glasses chink. Lots of eggnog, soon I'll feel like barfing. Smelly stuffing, it's Christmas time again.
Ding dong.
Wearing Christmas clothes, a woman, Heather, adds several explosive strips to a homemade Christmas cracker.
I woke up quite early in the morning, just as the sun was getting out of bed. I went to the beach, not feeling much like Christmas, because this is Australia and I am upside down.
Heather wears Christmassy fake fingernails.
Lies in the turkey, sand in the pudding.
Mom's in the kitchen, sweating it out.
Out to get the turkey, balanced on the barbie. Let's use clothes pegs and bits of tape. Went to the beach, not feeling much like Christmas, but this is Australia and I am upside down.
She crosses off December 22 and on the 23rd circles, family arrive.
Christmas, Christmas, that's all we have.
A man, Brian, sits glum-faced. A young woman, Alex, storms into a large toilet. Fully dressed, Alex sits on the toilet, then shuts the door. Title, Jones Family Christmas. A taxi is tiny in an expanse of brown countryside. A boy in a bow tie rides between a chic blonde woman and a dapper bearded man. They are glum-faced. The blonde, Christina, frowns as the taxi driver industriously picks his nose and flicks the results from the window. Heather washes dishes. As Brian watches the news, he eats from a large box of licorice all sorts.
Fire crews are battling to contain several blazes in the north of the state, while in the southeast, communities are on high alert. Victoria's chief fire commissioner said winds gusting upwards of 65 kilometres per hour had contributed to what he described
Brian,
as intense
can you turn
fire
the telly
behaviour,
off? They'll be here
with
any
flames
second.
Reaching heights of more than 15
metres.
The
body
fire
also.
Broke containment lines south of Omeo last night, as the rapidly moving
Alex?
Cold in the Alpine region. Firefighters.
Alex!
Alex cries.
Alex!
She wipes her eyes, stands, and locks the door. There's a sink on one wall.
Alex!
Alex slumps back on the toilet. Her short, tawny hair is in a mushroom cut. Heather marches to the door.
Alex, are you in there?
The door has a textured glass panel.
Alex, I can see you. The door is glass.
Shit.
Alex, will you please come out of the toilet?
I will be out in a minute.
Will you open this door, please? Thank you.
What if I was doing a poo?
Well, are you doing a poo?
Obviously, I'm not doing a poo.
So unless you're shitting through the eye of a needle, I would appreciate if you would bloody well come out and pretend to enjoy yourself. Oh, they're here! Brian, they're here! Oh, listen, darling, you might just want to try and do something with your face. Oh, they're here! Brian, turn that bloody telly off!
The taxi pulls up.
I'm sweet, I'm, eh?
Christina and her husband get out of the taxi.
Oh, God. Oh. Why is everything so dead?
Michonne, it's not dead. It's dying.
Ah! Oh!
The boy watches Heather hug Christina.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh,
I look so different.
So do you. You're practically skin and bones. What's happened?
Oh, I'm just running around like a headless chook.
Mother?
How was the flight?
Oh, terrible. Michonne's back started spasming before it even taken off.
I told them I needed lumbar support. God, it's hot.
Oh, Mish.
Hello, Heather.
Come here. Please, call me Mum. All good, Rich?
Ah, she'll be right, eh? Yeah, seems to cool down a bit.
Oh, that we all love. Hey, listen, I put Alex in your old room and I thought you could keep down in the spare room and,
Mother?
And I assume that Danny's new girlfriend will want to bunk in with him.
Wait, Danny's got a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. But we're not making a big deal of it because Alex has just broken up with her person and she's got a face like a slapped ass.
Fun.
Oh, and Danny's fixing a truck down at the station.
Mother!
Oh, where's my gorgeous grandson?
Look how big you are!
I want Mother.
Mum's just a little bit busy. Do you want to come inside?
Something's wrong. My skin is literally on fire.
Don't be so sun, Michonne.
That's clever.
Then why does it hurt?
It's because we're in Australia. Everything here hurts.
What do we have?
Are you okay?
I feel like I'm burning.
Oh, Christina, I think your son's about to asphyxiate.
What?
He holds his breath.
Oh, shit.
No, William, darling.
Please don't do that.
How much do I owe you?
$20. We'll call it even, mate.
Golly, that's cheap.
Oh, mate's right. Any friend of
Stop.
Any friend of mine? Right. Well,
thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, some help with the bags?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Here we go. Look, it says welcome home. That's for you. Bye, Reg. Oh, you might want to bring those fancy bags in, love. We're having a bit of trouble with the redbacks.
Redbacks?
Oh, yeah, spiders. They get into bags and shoes and toilet seats.
Oh, yes, toilet seats.
They are harmless, right?
Oh, no. They're quite deadly. Yeah, but don't worry. You just give them a little whack. Tonight's the welcome feast and then a game of trivia. I wrote the questions myself.
Nan, when are we going to see kangaroos?
Not now, William.
But you promised.
Let me show you your room. Up the toots over there, Michonne, and I'll left some special soap for you.
That's perfect. Now you'll see.
Christina stops and smiles at an array of framed family photos on a wall. She frowns at an empty picture hook among them. In the loo, Alex scrolls through flirty photos of her with a slender brunette.
Mum, I said I would come out.
It's me, Alex. It's Christina.
The sisters smile.
Hello, Christina.
Hello, Alex.
You look older.
And you don't. What have you done to your face?
Nothing.
Why are you speaking like that? Speak normal.
What? This is normal.
Oh, Alex. Yes, it's so fancy. And look at your fancy clothes.
Ow, stop it.
Ow!
That was too hard. Stop.
Okay. Well, it's good to see you. How are things?
Couldn't be better.
Are you still enjoying London?
Yeah, of course. I love it. Mm. The people, the culture.
Right, I heard you got dumped again.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I didn't really like her anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mother!
Quick, move.
Christina hides them in the loo.
Mother!
So it couldn't be better, yeah?
There's just this silly game we play.
Oh. Wait, have you seen Dad yet?
No, why?
He is just acting weird.
Oh, God, don't tell me he's still getting into fights with his phone.
No, it's not that. He's just, like, out of it or something.
Well, Alex, he's an Australian male at Christmas time. He's probably just drunk.
No, it's Mum, too. I'd, like, get that she's happy to have us all home for Christmas, but she made Christmas toilet paper, which I just don't feel comfortable using.
Why not?
On the toilet paper, Santa's lips and tongue are huge.
Oh. What? Why would she have his mouth open like that?
I know. And you should see the kitchen. She saw this woman on telly dyeing cocktail onions. Now, everything in the pantry has to be bright red.
Mother?
So? What's wrong with that?
William Mother? Finds Heather cooking with red liquid.
Oh, no. For the love of God.
Christina, this is your responsibility.
I just got off the
bloody point?
Listen, no one wants to be here, least of all me.
That's the spirit.
But it's for a few nights tops, and then we can all go back to our normal, happy lives, okay? Mm.
Really, what's the worst that could happen?
In his shed, Brian listens to the radio.
We can now confirm that a state of emergency has been declared as temperatures are predicted to soar on Christmas Eve. The Premier of Victoria addressed the media earlier today.
Brian adjusts a tarp covering a loaded trailer. Alex joins him.
We urge all Victorians to place the utmost importance on safety over the coming days.
Good enough.
What was that about the fires?
Nothing.
Her unshaven blonde father offers her a box of licorice all sorts.
Mum will kill you if she sees you eating those.
Yeah, I'm down to my last box. Yeah. But she left some more stashed away somewhere.
Cupboard above the fridge?
Already checked.
Interesting.
Alex declines another lolly. Brian puts the box on a bench near a small red mailbox that's painted Santa Mail.
You know, Christine is here.
Oh, is she? Well, I should probably head in and say goodnight, everybody.
He packs jerry cans in the trailer.
Wait, I haven't seen that mailbox in years.
Now it's going to give it a fresh lick of paint before Billy arrived. Just never got around to it.
No, it still looks pretty good to me.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should pop it out.
Alex! Brian! Danny's nearly here! Come on! And look happy!
Alex smiles theatrically.
Go on. I'm right behind you.
Hey, Dad.
Hmm?
Well, actually, it's nothing.
Brian watches her leave before he turns on the radio. Beyond the shed, brown landscape stretches below a pale sky.
While residents in Buchan have already been advised to evacuate.
Now, do you need any help setting the table?
No. Get Danny and Alex to do that. Wish I'd worn my fancy shirt.
Oh, no, you look great.
That breeze is nice.
Not great for bushfires.
Any minute. Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of this new girlfriend of his?
Between you and me? I think she might be the one.
The one what?
What?
Oh, nothing. Hello. What are you... Huh?
It's fine, Mum. Well, if you must know, I think that your brother and this new girl might get hitched.
You've never even met her.
Well, that doesn't matter. I've got an instinct for these things.
My little girl.
Oh. Hello, Daddy.
You look wonderful. Sean tells me that things are going well in London.
Well, what have I missed?
Oh, it's just that it's looking likely I'll be making partner in the next quarter.
Well, that makes me happier than a pig in shit.
Sorry?
It's him. They're here.
Wait, what's his girlfriend's name again?
Oh, bugger. Oh, I forgot. Starts with an F. Oh, Freya.
You don't even know her name.
Well, that doesn't matter. You mark my words, Alex. She'll be part of the family in no time. I can feel it in my waters. It's Fiona. Fiona.
Welcome! Now, oh, it's all happening now.
Alex mimes cheering, then joins the others. Danny hugs Christina. His girlfriend is searching in the car.
Oh, my God, what happened?
Oh, my God. Hey, Mitch. Good to see you.
Likewise. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Give your brother a hug.
Oh, and I am so happy.
Disgusting.
This must be Fiona.
Fiona? Yeah. Who's Fiona? Mom?
Everyone?
This is Felicity.
Slick? Alex?
Alex gapes at the slender brunette.
Oh, fuck.
The loo.
Don't you dare mention this to Danny.
He's going to figure it out, Mum.
Not necessarily. After all, Danny's not very...
smart?
I was going to say intuitive. Now, listen, everything's going to be fine as long as this nice Felicity girl keeps her mouth shut.
She prefers Flick?
Well, her preferences are a little all over the place, if you ask me.
How long were you two seeing each other for?
I don't know. A little while.
What's that? A week? A month?
Alex in a relationship for a month? Oh, I'm sorry, but you do churn through them rather.
Okay, rude. We were together for 8 months, thank you very much.
What, 8 months? And you didn't bring her home to meet your parents?
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
So what happened?
Well, honestly, I don't know. We had this meeting thing we had planned. Well, it doesn't matter. She didn't show up. Yes.
Oh, Heather, I am so terribly sorry. And Alex, you're both in the bathroom. Christina wouldn't happen to be in there too, would
she? What is it, Mashan?
It's William. He's holding his breath again. He's up to 76 seconds.
That's actually quite good.
I really have no idea why he's doing this.
What do you mean? He's been doing it for months.
Mashan!
What? What?
Not in front of everyone.
Oh, sorry, darling.
That seems healthy.
Oh, Alex, stop with that jet lag. Why don't you go and get some fresh air?
Yeah, gladly.
Alex strolls onto the wraparound veranda. Posts are adorned with tinsel. She watches Brian place a Santa mailbox in front of the house. Eavesdropping, Alex presses herself against a wall near an open window. Lean, dark-haired Danny shows Felicity into a bedroom. Posters include a surfer and a mountain climber. Locations are marked on a wall map of the world.
Where the magic happens.
You're a dag. Ah, it's nice. It's very blue.
Yeah, I've been told it's my favourite colour.
Ah. Yusef.
That's a poster my mum put up and I feel too bad to take it down. But that one, that's a relic from a cliffhanger fanboy phase.
Felicity eyes the world map.
You're going somewhere.
So, you know my sister...
Oh, not really.
How'd you meet?
I don't know. Maybe football.
I didn't know you played.
Oh, I don't, but I do.
Alex leaves.
So this is where I'll be sleeping?
Yeah, well, if you want. I can always sleep on the couch.
It's a single bed. Nodding, Felicity gives a brief smile. Under an orange-pink sky, Alex marches across a grassy plain. Behind her, the house is perched on a hill. Her breathing shaky, she braces against a wood fence, then puts her head in her hands. Alex has pale freckled skin and is short and shapely in maroon jeans and a snug grey t-shirt. She watches a neighbour move indecisively to and from his car. He wears blue scrubs. Alex watches him glumly, then turns away. Her back braced on the fence, she gazes over at the house. She takes slow, deep breaths. Alex briskly wipes her eyes and marches back towards the house, her figure dwarfed by the sky and land. Swing sets stand unused. On the veranda, the welcome home sign flutters gently. In the lounge, presents sit under a Christmas tree. William peers into a large cluttered wardrobe, then wanders inside. In a bathroom, Christina wraps herself in a towel after a shower. Heather enters when the towel is open. Heather wears Christmas-themed fingernails.
Are you decent?
No!
Nothing I haven't already seen before. Oh, I'm surprised you're still waxing at your age.
No.
Oh, don't mind me, love. I just thought we might have a bit of a chat before dinner.
What do you want to chat about?
I don't know, nothing in particular. Oh, what's this? Fancy creams. Oh, can I have some? Mm. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, so silky. Oh, look, you're missing a nail sticker.
Oh, bugger, you're right. So, how's Billy?
He's fine.
Oh, that's good.
And you? How are you?
I'm brilliant.
You know, I've been finding it pretty hard to get you on the Zoom lately, and, you know, when I do, I don't know, you just seem a little bit, I don't know, distant.
Well, I don't think you appreciate how full-on my life is in London.
Oh.
I'm an active member of the PTA. I oversee all of William's extracurricular activities, of which there are many. Oh, and did I tell you, we just had the downstairs bathroom redone. I supervised the whole thing.
Oh. Your life sounds so cosmopolitan. Gosh, I just can't picture it.
Would help if you ever visited.
Heather solemnly meets Christina's pointed gaze.
You know I can't fly.
They both look downcast.
But you're enjoying yourself? You're happy?
Mum, you don't have to worry about me.
Well, that's good. Oh, well, I'll leave you to it. It's great that you're here.
They share a smile.
I'd get that mole checked if I were you.
Mum!
Alone, Christina tries to fight back tears. She wipes her eyes and nose. Her eyes look bleak in her strained face. The Christmas tree is adorned with a wide range of decorations and dotted with lights. Danny clumsily sets the table while Alex absently polishes cutlery.
Knife, please. Thanks.
Sorry.
She hands him the knife. He swaps it with a fork.
Wait, which way is it again?
Knife's on the right.
Really? You sure?
Yeah, because you're left-handed, which is strange and wrong.
Oh, my God. You are such a bigot. Hateful.
Oh, you're hateful bigot. Who shut your face, lefty? Yeah.
Alex!
What? It was Danny!
Sorry.
Why is it always my fault?
Heather returns to the kitchen.
So you think Michonne's having a good time?
Oh, no. No.
And what do you think of Felicity?
Well, she's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's not my type.
Well, luckily.
Yeah, right.
Alex lowers her eyes and keeps folding napkins. Danny sits across from her, then looks around. They're alone.
Sad. Have you told Dad you want to take over the farm yet?
Have you told him you don't?
In a bedroom, Christina tries to open a closet. Michonne enters.
Right. Yeah, I've been here all of 2 seconds and already I'm under the microscope. I'm the bad mum.
Did she actually say that?
No, but it's what they're all thinking, I can tell.
Have you seen my exfoliant?
What? It should be in the toiletry bag.
I'm dying for a shower.
No, after dinner.
Christina, you cannot expect me to dine like this.
What's all this nonsense about my face?
I don't know, maybe you went a bit far this time. What? I just think you look beautiful without all the stuff.
Oh, so you're saying I don't look beautiful now?
Did I say that? I didn't say that. Did I say that? It's not here.
Give it to me.
She finds a tube and hands it to him.
My eyes are clearly fatigued.
Oh, clearly.
In the kitchen, Heather collides with Felicity.
Whoa, Scoozy, Felicity.
I just need to put another layer of jelly on the trifle or it won't set in time.
How many layers have you done?
14.
Wow,
record.
Heather holds up boxes of green and red jelly.
Which do you prefer, raspberry or lime?
I kind of like both.
Ah. Oh. Well, I think I'll just do strawberries.
Christina can't open the closet.
What's she got in here? All this
bloody breath-holding thing with William. I mean, I know it's a cry for attention, but how much more attention can he possibly need?
Just give him time,
Oh,
darling.
It's easy for you to say. You're not the one being judged.
Well, there's not much I can do about that.
Well, I'm not asking you to do anything about it.
Well, then what, Christina? What do you want? Do you want us to leave? Would you like me to get us out of here?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We just got here.
Well, I don't know, then. I have absolutely no idea what it's going to take to make you happy.
William hides in the room's walk-in wardrobe.
You know what? This is dumb. This is a dumb conversation. Everything's fine. I'm fine. God, it's all so bloody...
Oh, God!
Licorice All Sorts boxes tumble from the closet.
What is All Sorts?
Mum.
Night, a small table sits at the end of the dinner table. The mashed potato is bright red.
Wow, London, that's cool. There's the art scene over there, the fashion.
How do you keep...
I've had some of the best meals in my life.
Can't imagine how expecting centuries old. This is the ashes.
Safety box ready to go.
Must be, what, his 50th test, maybe more? Dad? Dad?
Sorry. 15 what?
How do you protect a property from a fire?
Well, so long as you've prepared the property, there's really nothing to worry about.
You just don't plant eucalyptus trees too close to the house.
Forgive me, what's wrong with eucalyptus trees?
It's the oils. Mm. Fire gets too close, they literally explode. Mm.
Goodness.
It's red potato? Mm. Festive.
Alex grins at William.
Hey. Have you written your letter to Santa yet?
I emailed him.
Okay, that's new.
Well, I never get what I want anyway.
All the more reason to go old school. You should try out some snail mail.
Michonne finds a fingernail in his food.
Billy, would you like some roux poo?
She means peas.
It's fine, it's fine. He's just not that used to such colourful foods.
What about you, love? You've hardly touched your food.
You know what? I still have an egg sandwich from the plane. It would be a shame to put it to waste.
Oh.
I wouldn't.
Suit yourself.
Michonne eats.
So, Felicity.
Yes?
Danny tells me that you're thinking of buying property up in Thorpedale.
Really? Oh, it's nothing.
Are you kidding me? It's a beautiful plot of land. Flick's thinking of starting her own egg business. It's free range, organic.
Alex, you were going to do that. What happened?
Dodgy business partner.
So, Dad, how are things at the bowls club? You teaming up with Gary again?
No. Gary's moved on.
At least someone around here's got the right idea. Where's he gone? Bayside.
So, Flick, what do you like to do in your spare time, apart from chasing chicks?
What type of law do you practice, Michonne?
Immigration law. My parents started the firm and I'm continuing their legacy.
Just like our Danny. Yes, he's going to take over the farm when we retire. Any minute now.
Alex eyes Danny and Felicity.
Hey, Flick.
Yes?
How long have you been seeing my brother?
Ow! Alex, that's personal.
No, it's not. We're all family here.
It's only been a couple of weeks, right?
And you're... already meeting the parents. Wow, that's big.
Oh, well, Danny thought it would be a good idea given that everyone would be together.
Yeah, and I already met her lot.
What?
We had a barbecue. Speaking of, we got to sort the barbecue for
Christmas. Wait, so you've been to Flick's place? To your parents' house?
Yeah, last week. Met them all. Oh, great.
Excuse me.
Alex smiles, then retreats to the kitchen.
Oh, I might just clear the table.
Oh, I can help.
No. You sit. You're the guest.
Heather takes plates to the kitchen.
Right. Anyone like some more wine?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
With Alex gone, William sits alone at the small table. When Heather enters the kitchen, the crying Alex turns her back. Heather gently pulls her into a hug.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh. Oh, darling.
I am stuffed. And these really are the most delightful crackers.
Mum does them herself to make a bigger bang. We used to love them as kids.
Oh. How does she make the bang bigger?
Mum just adds more strips into that little thingamajiggy.
Oh. Yeah, I think she put about 10 in those.
She did what? Michonne? No! Oh, darling, are you all right?
Oh.
Christina? To the room, please.
Michonne edges out.
Christina? To the room.
Back in the dick.
Kill him. 70, 71. Michonne wears a neck brace. Sitting with Alex, William holds his breath.
Oh, keep going, 75.
Alex, really?
You sure there's nothing else I can get you?
Wait, William, yeah. That's enough. Right.
Heather brings in the colourful trifle.
Honestly.
You sure I can't get you anything else? Coffee.
Da da! Oh. 14 layers!
Yeah, Mum. Oh, speak.
Okay. Oh, well, I haven't prepared anything, but I do have some notes. I mean, it's not professional, although I did get it laminated. Oh. One of those fangle-dangle new machines.
Oh.
So,
Heather taps a plastic champagne glass.
Ding, ding, ding. I've been looking forward to having you all home here under the same roof for quite some time. After all, it hasn't been the easiest year, has it, darling?
Frowning quizzically, Christina looks to Alex.
Anyway, enough of that. Mm. Christina and Michonne. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how happy I am to have you home. It took a lot of phone calls and a lot of getting on the Zoom at all hours. I never really got my head around the time difference, did I?
No, you did not.
I didn't. And my little Billy. Oh, my goodness, I've waited a long time to celebrate Christmas with you. We've got a lot of catching up to do, young man. And Danny, your father and I are so proud of the young man that you've grown up to be. And we can't wait to see what you're going to do with this old place. And Felicity, you are very, very welcome. And Alex. Oh, you've got food on your shirt.
What do you mean?
No. No. I wrote down, you never fail to surprise us, and you have the hugest heart. But for now, we're all here, and we're all home. And home is where the heart is. Isn't that what I always say, Brian?
Hmm? Indeed it is, love, yes. Sorry.
So, I invite you all to raise your glasses and make a toast to the Jones family Christmas. Oh. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh. Sorry, Mum.
Danny checks his pager. Alex checks her phone.
Oh, Alex, phone's on silent. Oh, for goodness sake.
Shit, Mum, I gotta go.
Oh, don't be silly.
Wait, another fire started near Dargo.
Hello?
Yeah, that's just down the road. Tell them you're busy. They can call someone else.
Not tonight.
They can't.
Danny, you're a volunteer. Okay.
So the road is
They can't make you go in. Brian, tell them that they can't make him go in. Brian.
Yep, I understand. Thanks for the call. Heather, sweetheart, we have to go. They're evacuating the whole area.
Oh, Brian, no.
Mum, I really think we should go.
Alex, no. Just sit. Everyone, just sit. Sit. Just sit!
The young people obey. Brian stands gripping his phone. Heather pours champagne.
Oh. This is the first time I've had the whole family together in donkey's years. I have waited too long for this. No one is going anywhere.
Heather turns her back to them and examines Christmas tree ornaments. William turns to Christina, who gives Alex a pointed look. They sit solemnly watching Heather, her face drawn with emotion. Heather sips her champagne.
Mum.
Sorry.
Her face strained, Heather turns and gazes at her family, then nods to Brian.
Right, everyone get your stuff now.
Danny.
Danny, okay.
Just grab
your bags.
Open the
gates, make sure the cars can move.
Dad,
is this really happening?
It's happening, get your bags.
I Passports, Michonne, where are they?
What's going on?
I thought you had them. Do I still have time for a shower?
No.
I need you out of here in 10 minutes.
Shit,
Michonne,
you had one job.
I
didn't pack the bags.
You did.
William is left sitting alone. Craning his neck, he looks around, then sits solemn-faced. He wears pale shorts, a blue blazer, and a bow tie. In her bedroom, Heather removes her Christmas fingernails. She finishes packing an overnight bag. Her strawberry blonde hair is in a loose braid. Heather takes two pill bottles from a drawer, checks the contents, then packs them. She picks up a Christmas sack and smiles gently at it. William peeks around the open door. The sack is decorated with a Christmas tree. Heather gently touches the star on top, which is embroidered William. Heather spots William. He scurries away.
Billy?
She finds William huddled by a table in the craft room. She sits beside him.
Hey, darling, what are you doing in here? You all packed and ready to go?
I'm not coming.
Oh, dear. Well, we can't go on an adventure without you.
Nobody wants me.
Oh, now, that's not true. Everybody wants you. Your mum and dad want
They're always fighting.
Right. Well, your Auntie Alex, she's...
Mum says Auntie Alex doesn't like boys. Not really.
Well, it means a lot to me that you're here.
Why didn't you ever come visit? I only ever see other Nanny, and she says I'm maladjusted.
Well, we're all a bit maladjusted. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I haven't been over to see you. It's just the idea of getting on a plane is kind of... It was kind of scary for me. Tell you what, if you come with me tonight, then I promise that I will come and visit you in London. Pinky promise.
They hook little fingers.
Yeah?
Will you help me write a letter to Santa?
Oh, you bet. Danny, come on.
Danny! Can't you drop me off along the way before you go to the station?
There's no time.
Besides, there's nowhere safe to leave you.
I don't really feel comfortable.
Listen, I'm really sorry about it. Maybe when I come back tonight, we could have a bit of a chat. There's something I really need to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Mum. I'm off.
Bye.
Huh?
See you soon, and text your dad every half hour.
See you later, little buddy.
Excuse me, Heather.
Yes, Michelle. Oh, my goodness, you're all very sweaty.
Oh, probably just the heat. I was wondering what the hotel situation is like where we're going.
No, we won't be staying. This is just a precaution.
You're quite sure? Because I was just reading the news and the authorities seem to think...
Alex stalks in.
I need a word with you.
Well, not now, Alex.
Yes, now. The meeting spot, please.
Ah. If we must.
Oh, Heather, please. Heather.
Michonne is left with Felicity.
Oh.
She smiles politely. Alex, Heather and William are in the loo.
She can't come with us. Oh, well, that's not very Christmassy. I mean, what would Santa do?
If his ex-girlfriend was sleeping with his brother?
Oh, Alex, listen, I know this situation is far from ideal, but your brother is very happy. I mean, I heard him say they're going to have the talk when he gets back.
The talk? What talk?
Well, the talk is there, the talk. Oh, listen, darling, Felicity's a grown woman. She's clearly made a choice, and as painful as that is, her choice is Danny.
Why do you always take Danny's side?
Alexander Jane, listen to me, listen. Just promise me you won't cause any trouble.
Is anyone in there?
Yeah, I am.
Well, and Mum. And Billy.
What is it with you lot?
It's the only room that locks.
I, need to use the bathroom.
Well, can you give us a second, please?
No, I really can't. Can you let me in, please?
I knew that sandwich was dodgy. Oh.
Michan rushes in. The others gather with Brian. Heather untangles Christmas lights.
Okay, everybody, the cars are loaded. We're ready to go. Heather?
Hmm?
What is that?
Oh, I just thought I'd add a bit of twinkle to the trailer.
Essentials only.
Oh, all right, Mr. Grumpy Bun.
There's room enough for five in my car, so Christina, Heather, Felicity, you're with me.
I want to go with Nan.
Great, Billy, you get the fifth spot. Michan, you're in the ute with Alex. Now, I've been on the phone to Cole from Traralgon. Apparently the roads are closed, so we're going to head north to Timbala.
Sorry, just out of curiosity, is Timbala a big town?
No.
So why are we going?
Because Timbala has a dam in the middle of it.
And?
And if we need to, we can get in.
Oh. God, I hate this country.
So, let's stick together and we go slow, right? And Heather?
Yes, dear.
Put it down.
Oh, boo.
Okay, let's move. Come on.
All right, up you go.
Heather keeps the Christmas wreath.
I need to find a quick route.
You want me to find you a quick route? I found these results for a quick
route. What's going
route.
On? Just pop in.
Healing touch, Timbala.
Heather,
Where are we going? What? My bags. Have you got them? I don't know. Just get into the car. Blame the Palace relaxation. Timbala. No, I said I need a quick route. R-O-U-T-E. Not. Ah, shit. Dad. What was that? Santa's mailbox. Never mind. No, stop. Put it in. Heather. Brian, put Santa's shit in mailbox in the bloody car. We haven't got time.
The four-wheel drive tows the loaded trailer. The ute with its packed tray follows. The house's Christmas lights glow in the darkness. Smoke drifts past. Inside, lamps glow in a bedroom, on the gap amid the photos, and on the Christmas tree. By their gate, Brian crosses to the neighbour's car. A little girl is in the passenger seat.
Sammy, Rami, have you heard the update?
Yeah, we have to get out.
Yes, but all the roads to Melbourne are closed, so we're heading for the old community hall in Timbala.
Just for a short while, not for long.
Are there going to be many people there?
Couldn't say.
Is this compulsory, as in we have to go?
No, it's not compulsory. Who's
that?
In my experience, it's always a
good idea. Hi, I think that's the
neighbours. How are you, Poppet? You and Mr. Bunny all right?
Dad, I don't want to go.
You stick with us, you'll be all right. Okay?
I need to go to the toilet.
Okay, he's going back.
Oh, God.
Sammy's breathing is uneven. He has trouble restarting his hatchback. Rami holds a large toy rabbit. Smoke drifts through a streetlight's orange glow. Headlights carve a path through the darkness. The ute turns off the road and stops near thick trees.
Residents have been asked to evacuate as bushfires continue to worsen. Extreme winds are causing fires to spread further than expected, contributing to what some experts are calling a catastrophic weather scenario.
Joining me on the line is Dee Flanagan from Turners Creek. Dee, you've been asked to evacuate your home, is that correct?
Why do you need two torches?
I'm not getting more creeps.
Seriously. We're nearly there. They'll have a toilet.
This can't wait, I'm afraid.
But be careful in the grass.
Why? What's in the grass? Alex, what's in the grass?
This is brown snake territory.
Are they bad?
They're not great.
Oh, God. God.
Brian parks near Timbala Community Hall. People carry luggage inside.
Looks like everyone's settling in for the night.
I guess one night won't hurt. But we'll be back on the road first thing tomorrow.
Heather!
Oh, hey, I brought the good shit. The other book club girls here.
Girls are inside. Shall we crack in?
Trivia in 15 minutes.
Hey, trivia, 15 minutes.
Can I read the questions?
Of course you can, love.
Oh, is that Pam?
Who?
Pam Clark,
Gary's wife. I haven't seen her in years. Pam!
Pam carries her bags out into the night.
Oh, that was weird.
Maybe she doesn't see you, darling. Oh, good evening, officers.
Evening, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, you remember my eldest, Christina?
You're in the same year as my sister. Oh, you look fresh.
Oh, fuck's sake. So, how are things going?
Not too bad, given the circumstances.
We've just got to check on a few more properties and make sure everybody got out.
Where on earth are Alex and Sammy? I mean, they were right behind us.
I don't know.
Sammy.
Sammy Kashmiri, he's our neighbour.
An Indian bloke?
Yeah.
And he's coming here?
Yeah.
Very good.
No, it's not good.
It's great.
Mrs. Jones.
Night.
Good night. Don't point at me.
I have to get William to bed.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just going to get something.
Christina goes inside. Holding the battered Santa's mailbox, Heather grabs the wreath from the four-wheel drive. Bathed in orange light, Alex leans on the ute. Sammy pulls up nearby.
Hey, mate, you should keep going.
It's fine. We are fine here.
Dad, I'm hungry!
Mate, seriously, there's heaps more room over
no,
there.
No.
Sammy hides behind Alex as the police drive past. Constable Mackenzie frowns from her window.
Sammy.
What? You can't be seen.
What's going on?
There was an issue with my visa application. Literally a single document was rejected. So I found a lawyer. He was a con man. No appeal was filed. The immigration department wasn't even contacted. And now it's too late.
No, but you have a house. You have a job. Rami goes to school. Wait, Michonne can help you.
I don't know about that.
This is what you do, isn't it?
But I'm not registered to practice here, sir.
Okay, sure, but you must know people.
Maybe, but it's complicated.
Thanks. We'll figure it out ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry. Rami, come on, let's get you some dinner.
Bye.
Alex glares at Michonne.
What?
She gets in the ute.
What? This is complicated.
In the community hall, children play as people organise bedding, play cards and put up Christmas decorations. Felicity helps a man wearing a volunteer vest place large bottles of water near stacks of cups. As he heads inside, Brian spots Heather's wreath on the door. Wearing his neck brace and a crumpled pale suit, Michonne gapes at the hall.
I don't understand why you won't help him.
Those are not the sorts of people we help. I secure visas very quickly for people with lots of money.
Well, so what? We just leave them to the authorities.
Laws are laws, Alex. There's not much I can do about that.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, there's your loo.
Alex hooks her thumb at a small hut.
Oh, thank God.
Michonne warily lifts the toilet seat lid. He lifts the toilet seat.
Okay. No spiders.
There's a huntsman spider beside his head. William holds handwritten trivia cards.
In Lady In Lady Chatterley's Lover, where was Connie the first time she saw Oliver Mellis completely in the...
in the hut, in the forest.
Correct. Another point for the Scarlet Witches.
What?
Okay, extra points if you can accurately guess the length.
The length of what?
Fossil roll.
You dirty birds.
Darling, keep going.
In 50 Shades of Grey, what special gift does Christian give Anna on her birthday?
William!
Butt plug?
A butt plug.
Christina gazes up at the moon. Alex wanders outside.
Hey, have you seen Dad?
Oh, I think he's off with Gary somewhere.
Gary's here.
He must be. I saw Pam before.
They sit at a picnic table. Alex opens a thermos.
Where are we all sleeping tonight?
Mum and Dad are keeping in the 4x4.
Uh-huh.
Mish and William are on the blow-up mattress inside. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but it looks like Flick's in the ute with you.
Chris, seriously?
Oh, come on, Alex. She doesn't know anyone else here.
Fine.
Ah, oh, there's my girls. Oh, you having a cuppa? Hey, shovel up. Ah, goody. Ah, thanks, love.
Heather takes Alex's drink.
So, how's Michonne?
Awful.
Oh, I forgot the toilet paper.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, no. Where's William?
He's still entertaining all the ladies. Oh, they love him.
I should go check on him.
No, don't you dare. No.
You leave him. He's having a ball. Mm. Here, he asked me to give you this.
Oh, he took my advice. Cute.
Okay, what does he want?
Well, knowing my son, it's probably something modest, down to earth, simple, like a yacht.
Christina frowns at the letter to Santa.
So what is it?
Dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like my mummy to be happy.
Chris.
The letter finishes, thank you, love, William.
You know what, I'm exhausted. Good night.
Her face strained, Christina goes inside. Heather blinks pensively.
Wow.
Maybe I can whip something up.
Where?
No. Get some bark off a tree and paint it.
Oh, yeah, kids love bark.
Later, in the ute tray, Alex and Felicity lie in sleeping bags, their heads on matching pillows. Alex stares glumly at the night sky.
Thanks for letting me crash here. Yeah? It's fine. But I'd appreciate if we could get some sleep. I'm pretty tired. Okay, sure. No problems.
They turn their backs on each other. Felicity looks over her shoulder.
I didn't know, Alex. Guess we're not sleeping.
No, really, I didn't.
Did you expect me to believe that? What, I'm supposed to assume that everyone with the last name Jones is related? It's like Smith or White. You guys are everywhere. Besides, you told me your family lived in Salem. No, I said they lived near Salem. And you never told me your brother was a firefighter. He's a volunteer. Why would I bring that up? And you know, not that it matters, but you would have known exactly who my family were if you'd accepted any invitations to come and meet them. But I guess I wasn't worth the effort. I'm sorry you think that. Well, I do.
Sitting up, Alex gestures vaguely.
So have you guys... You know... What?
You know... We slept together.
Ew, yuck, I don't want to think about you two... doing it.
You asked!
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did! And not that it's any of your business, but we haven't, okay? Well, not that it matters, but all you had to do was call. Oh, hey, Alex, so sorry, but I've been leading you on for 8 months and I don't love you at all. But here I am being a grown-up and telling you the truth. Okay, oh, bye-bye. Yeah, it's so easy for you, isn't it? With your perfect life and your perfect little family.
Are you blind?
They're about as far from perfect as you can get.
Are you serious? Your family clearly adore you. Christina's really interesting, William's cute, and I even like Michonne.
Yeah, sure.
No, really, he's smart, he's funny,
what's
he's...
What's happening again?
Egg sandwich.
The wind tugs at Felicity's hair and clothes.
The money I'm using to buy the property, it's my parents.
And?
They just wouldn't be all right with... With me. So all those times I asked if I could come and meet them and you said they were busy. I'm sorry. You don't get it. They cut people out. I've seen them do it. My uncle, one day when I was about 11, he sat the whole family down to tell us he was in love. With Trent. And that was it. There was no yelling or anything. We just never saw him again. except for this one time at the supermarket, and my mum just walked past him like he was invisible. I don't know if I can deal with that, Alex. And I do like men too, it's not a lie. So I just thought, why not be with someone my parents actually approve of? Someone like Danny.
Alex nods. Her face bleak, Felicity lowers her eyes. They sit together in the ute tray. Alex puts her hand over Felicity's.
We should stop talking about this. Actually, we should stop talking, like, altogether. For good. No, it's okay, really. It's okay. Let's just get some sleep.
Alex lies back down. Felicity hesitates, then does the same. Alex turns her back to Felicity. Looking close to tears, Alex shuts her eyes. Sammy and Rami sleep in their car. The back is full of luggage. Nearby, Pam sleeps alone in a swag, a bulging shopping bag in her arms. The bag contains a closed box made of grey plastic. Alex snores in the ute tray. Felicity watches, smiling. Brian sleeps in the four-wheel drive's front seat, the radio perched beside him.
Authorities are still searching for a tanker that went missing near Dargo, 350 kilometres east of Melbourne, with fire service volunteers believed to be on board and still unaccounted for. Local authorities continue canvassing the area.
Inside, near the Christmas tree, Mishan tosses and turns. Beside him, William sleeps soundly. Beside William, Christina lies staring grimly into space. She sighs, then rolls on her side. The taxi driver sleeps, clutching a copy of Pride and Prejudice. Heather unfolds the family Christmas sack on a table. The Christmas tree's three layers are embroidered with her children's names. On the table, glue and wire sit amid pine cones. Heather examines the pine cones by lamplight. Morning. A queue has formed outside the toilet hut. The police park near the hall. Holding a first aid kit, Sammy strides outside, spots the police, and goes back inside. The two cops head to the hall. On a porch, William pokes a twig at a Christmas beetle. Rami strolls over, holding her toy rabbit.
Hey, what are you doing?
What is it?
It's a beetle.
Shouldn't we kill it?
Why? It won't hurt you.
My dad says everything here can hurt you.
What's your name?
William, but people here call me Billy.
Which one do you like?
Billy.
I'm Rami. Want to see something? You have to promise you won't hurt it.
Okay.
Rami leaves Mr. Bunny on the porch and takes Billy to a joey that's feeding alone.
It's a kangaroo.
It's a joey.
I think it's amazing.
They usually sleep in a pouch. I think it lost its mum.
Well, we can't leave it alone. It's not right.
The children sneak over to the tiny joey. It keeps feeding as they pat its long ears and rounded back.
Oh, lovely. Give me some food.
In the hall, Heather and Alex make salad sandwiches. Billy and Rami run over.
Hello, my darling.
Good morning, Nan. May we have some fruit, please?
Of course you can. Oh, you're not like your poppy, are you? He's always reaching for the sweets. Go and see the ladies in the canteen.
Okay, let's go.
Nearby, Sammy checks a man's pulse.
Everything all right there, Sammy?
It's just a smoke. It's getting to a few people. Do you know if the fires are under control?
Oh, not yet, but you know what they say? No news is good news. Yeah, I'm guessing we'll be home by lunchtime.
Good.
Brian takes a lolly from a bowl.
You heard from Danny?
Not yet.
That naughty boy. He promised he'd text. Can you tell him that we won't be home till lunchtime? I don't want him getting in and then wondering where we are.
There's no service, but I'll keep at it. On Sammy. Greg's and Mackenzie looking for you.
Greg's and Mackenzie?
Coppers.
The police enter. Sammy looks wide-eyed to Alex, who hooks her thumb at the back door. He flees. Christina and Michan enter.
Good morning, sunshines.
Tell me there's coffee.
Oh, I haven't seen any. How'd you both sleep?
I didn't.
And Michan kindly decided that if he couldn't sleep, then none of us should.
Sorry that I'm dying, Christina. It would help if I could change my clothes, but somebody forgot my bat.
Somebody is not your mother.
Oh. Excuse me.
Michan scurries out.
It can't be easy having the squirts in this heat.
Does anybody know what the weather's doing today?
Hot and hotter, I'd guess.
Yeah, and don't forget windy. It would really help if someone had a radio on in here.
Wait, isn't yours in the car, Dad?
Batteries are dead.
Well, might as well check.
Yeah.
Wait, girls.
Oh, hi, Flick.
Hi. No, girls, wait. Felicity. Hi.
Christina and Alex climb into the four-wheel drive.
Ah, got it. Hey, don't smash.
Alex, please wait.
Fires have ripped through much of central Gippsland overnight as conditions continue to worsen. Meanwhile, the Premier made a special announcement regarding the missing tanker.
Emergency services are making every effort to re-establish contact with the missing tanker. Its last known position is just north of Dargo. But as
what are they talking about? Danny's in Dargo. No, I know, that's why I'm asking. Dad, what's going on?
It's nothing for you girls to worry about.
They give him pointed looks.
Okay, I've asked around. Nobody knows anything. But a tanker has gone missing and Danny's on it.
Jesus.
But don't tell your mother. She's had enough to deal with lately. It's best that we just keep calm until I can figure out a solution.
The fires? I mean, we are safe here.
Of course we are. Everything will be fine. I'll make sure of it.
Nice. You would not believe what's happened. There's no toilet paper.
Oh.
Sammy tries to start his hatchback.
Damn it.
Bianca.
He searches the boot.
Hi. Michan, hi. Hello. Are you heading off?
Yeah, trying to, yeah.
Before you go, there doesn't seem to be any toilet paper. You wouldn't happen to have a spare roll by any chance, would you?
No. A book that you're not particularly attached to.
Oh, no.
Any paper at all would do the trick.
The cops are nearby. Sammy drops the jumper leads and grabs his keys.
So that's a no.
No, sorry, I don't.
Sammy hurries away.
Bloody hell.
Michan takes a box of documents from Sammy's boot.
No paper, huh?
He locks the toilet and sits. Rami's photo is clipped to a document. Michan looks through Sammy's permanent visa application. Trousers around his ankles, he takes another document from the box and starts reading. Mr. Bunny lies on the porch. Legs stride from the hall, then stop beside the floppy toy. Sammy picks up Mr. Bunny and looks around, frowning.
What on me?
He goes back inside. The sky is pale pink. Clutching her shopping bag, Pam waits outside the toilet. She sighs and knocks on the door.
It's busy.
You said that 10 minutes ago.
Would you buckle off?
Hope you fall in.
Can that happen?
Michonne grips the handrail. Pam marches down the wheelchair ramp and comes face to face with Brian. They freeze. From a distance, Christina watches Pam and Brian hurry awkwardly in opposite directions. Christina walks around the back of the hall.
Dad?
Where I can hold my breath for up to 76 seconds. Do you want me to teach you?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to breathe in, right from here.
Why?
I don't know. I used to do it when I was upset, but now it's for fun. Mum says it's a cry for attention.
Ready? Ready.
They hold their breath. Billy presses on Rami's cheeks.
Are you two behaving?
Yes.
Roots up.
Thank you.
Let's go.
The kids run off.
William.
Bye, Mother.
Christina goes inside and finds book club members in the kitchen.
Coffee.
Morning, ladies. I couldn't help but detect the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. Couldn't spare a cup, could you?
So this is the one from London.
The one who got all the...
Mm-hmm. Her husband's clogging up the toot.
Yeah, I can smell it. You know she never calls her mother.
And she doesn't tip.
Reg keeps his mug to his lips.
Never mind.
Coffee's free for anyone who joins the book club. Come on.
The book clubbers point to an empty low chair. Christina sits, drinking deeply.
Though terribly outdated by today's standards, this novel is a pertinent reminder never to let your conscious or unconscious biases cloud one's judgment.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes. Mm. I got that from that too.
Do you want something stronger, love?
Oh, no, thank you.
Further, I believe that both Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy teach us that we're all capable of positive change and growth.
No. Yeah, I agree.
If we're brave enough to open ourselves up to it.
Yes.
The bit I like, my favourite bit, and the bit I can't get out of my head, is the bit when they snogged.
Oh, yes.
For me, that was a highlight.
I put that in the
wank
back.
Yeah, me too. Sexy.
If only the ending wasn't so depressing.
Go on. Oh. I'm sorry. It is a great book.
No withholding here, sweetheart.
Well, it is. Depressing. I mean, take a second to consider this from Elizabeth Bennet's perspective. Sure, yes, she's found her Mr. Darcy and they are terribly in love. But what next? What if, you know, she has a kid and moves to London, where, yes, the shops are great and the clothes are fabulous, but her in-laws detest her, clearly, and the other mothers judge her because she's not like them. And Mr. Darcy is working all the time, so she gets lonely and sad and then suddenly she realises that she was happier back in her shitty little market village with her shitty little family and the stupid bloody flies. But she can't tell Mr. Darcy and she can't tell her son, although by now she's pretty sure he hates her. So now what? She can't move forward. She can't move back. She's stuck. Completely stuck. What kind of happy ending is that?
Christina is close to tears. The book clubbers exchange uncertain looks. Reg frowns into his copy of Pride and Prejudice.
Sorry, what chapter was that again?
No, I think it's like subtext from her personal life. She's bought a book.
Possibly.
No.
I'm of the belief that Elizabeth Bennet is one tough cookie. I think that if she really wasn't happy, she'd do something about it.
Yeah, she 100%. Would. She would. She just would.
Whiskey?
Oh,
yes, please. Get this girl some whiskey.
Yeah. Sorry. No, no. Hard.
No, no.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
All right.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Smoke drifts through bushland. In the pink-grey sky, the wind ruffles treetops. Smoke blows the field near the hall. Heather sits pensively on the trailer. Wearing fresh clothes, Rami and Billy practice holding their breath. Alex grins.
Mom!
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just thinking.
Is there any news on...
No.
Still no reception.
Right.
But I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, right.
God, the smoke's coming in quick.
Yeah.
Alex?
And then what we talked about.
Yeah. Alex.
Hello, Felicity.
Hi, Heather. Alex, can I have a word?
Well, I'll go for a walk.
Alex sits not looking at Felicity.
Listen, I just saw your dad and he doesn't look great. Alex, what's going on?
The fires are getting closer.
And?
And Danny's tanker is missing. It has been since last night.
And you didn't tell me.
I don't want to upset you in case you actually...
What?
Love him. Look, I'm sure he's okay, and when he gets back, I want you to know that you have my blessing.
What are you talking about?
I know all about the talk.
What talk?
The talk, and honestly, I'm okay with it.
Where is all this coming from?
I want you both to be really happy.
What?
In the hall, Sergeant Greggs and Constable Mackenzie talk with two children. Christina staggers from the kitchen area. She tries to walk steadily through the hall. Sammy collides with Christina. He spots the cops, hides his face with Mr. Bunny, and flees. Christina totters outside.
Hi, Christina.
Christina sees a small girl place milk and biscuits under the Santa mailbox. Christina trips and lands in a garden box. Later, holding an ice pack to her head, Christina sits slumped at a table. Heather brings pine cones.
I wondered where you were. You know, I've been thinking about tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What?
Christmas, darling. You know, I think we should avoid doing a big lunch. You know, we could do a traditional dinner instead.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Sorry, what, darling?
Nothing. Nothing.
Christina spots Pam sitting alone.
There she is again. Hmm? Pam! Hello?
Pam heads outside.
Pam? What is it?
Christina.
Pam, wait.
Pam!
Christina! Pam!
Oh, here's trouble.
Hello?
You up for another round? Or
what? Nothing.
Christina, darling, just leave
what
her.
What on earth is going on with that woman?
Just leave her.
Something's clearly happened.
Something did happen. To Gary.
What happened to Gary?
He died, darling. 2 months ago. He did it to himself. The silly bugger.
What? I don't understand.
Oh, no one does. Least of all Pam. Darling, she wouldn't even have a funeral. And nobody talks about it. It's so sad. I mean, he was such a beautiful man.
That's what was missing from the house, on the wall. A photo of Gary and Dad fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been there. Why won't she talk to us?
Oh, darling, it's something to do with your dad. I mean, they haven't been able to face each other since that happened, and... Well, I think they both feel... You know, they feel kind of guilty. And angry. That they didn't notice. That's why I asked you all here. For your dad. He needs you.
And I need you too. Something else I want to tell you.
Listen, I've had a thought. It's turned into a bloody oven in here. Why don't we set up by the water tonight? Nice and close.
Dad, why didn't you tell me about Gary?
Gary?
Alex hurries in.
Hey, Flick and I just heard someone saying another fire started right near here.
Why don't we all just pop down to the dam? Just for fun.
Felicity?
I told you, it's fine. I don't even like her.
Oh, would you all stop lying?
Love?
Mum, we're not going home tonight, and you bloody well know it. Alex, stop pretending you're not madly in love with Flick. It's boring. And Dad, you should have told me that your best friend died.
Wait, what? Gary died?
How did you not know about this?
Christina, I didn't tell her.
She should have noticed.
I did notice. I said something was up. You were the one who said he was drunk.
Yeah, well, any other.
And you are literally the last person to be lecturing anyone about lying.
What is that supposed to mean?
How's your marriage, Christina? How's your life? You happy?
Alex.
You know what? I sincerely hope the fires don't reach us, because your forehead would have to be the most flammable thing in the whole damn state.
Oh, for God's sake. It's just a little Botox.
Then try emoting. Go on. I dare you.
Christina's forehead remains smooth.
Sorry, darling, nothing moved.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
She pinches Alex.
Hey.
They pinch fight. Michan and others stare.
Girls!
Hey, stop it!
Girls, stop it!
Girls, that is enough! We haven't got time for this!
Why not?
Because Christina is right. I haven't been entirely honest.
Ryan, what are you talking about?
The fires are getting closer. I didn't think they were that close.
They hurry outside. Alex stares up at the hall's loudspeaker. The small girl blinks into the blurry air.
It's snowing!
Black ash lands on Alex's hand. She smears it across her pale skin, then slowly turns to her dad. Brian puts on his hat.
All right, everyone. We're moving closer to the water. Let's go slowly and there is no need to panic.
We've got to find Flick.
Heather follows Brian through the smoke to the trailer. Sammy runs from the hall to Christina.
Have you seen Rami? I can't find her or Billy.
What? Oh, my God. I did see them earlier. They were running outside.
Where outside?
I don't know.
What's going on?
The kids. They're missing.
Your car.
Michelle, Christina and Sammy hurry away. Heather helps Brian unpack equipment from the trailer.
You knew this was coming.
Maybe. Yes.
Brian! Where's Danny?
Listen, love.
No, don't you love me? Where is he? Where's my son?
I don't know. Nobody does, and we haven't known for some time.
But you kept this from me.
I had to. I couldn't fix Gary, but I can fix this.
He rushes away, glaring. Heather follows, but stops and stares at the family Christmas sack lying in the dirt. She swallows hard, then glares tearfully after her husband.
Oh, Brian!
Dad!
Robbie! Where's William?
I thought he was with you!
Your parents! Maybe he's gone back to their car!
Oh, with another family? There were some other kids. I saw them.
Maybe you should split up. Michan, you...
Robbie, wait! Rami, come back!
Rami takes a deep breath and runs into the hall.
Was he here, Rami?
William! Michan!
William!
Where is
he?
William!
William!
Where did the smoke come from? I can't see anything. Where is he? Where is he?
Billy appears holding the Joey.
William! What?
William!
What?
Come on, let's get
out. Out. Oh, God.
You okay?
Oh, my God, is that... What's this?
Billy beams.
Is that Joey?
We've got to get to the dam.
There's something to do. You go.
Okay.
Go.
Come on.
Michan runs off alone. Bushland is thick with smoke.
About to get clearer when we get down aboard, love. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank goodness. Listen, we've got to get the kids in the water.
You can't just go chucking them in.
No, we've got life jackets and a dinghy.
What, you packed a dinghy?
Yeah, darling, I packed everything. What sort of mother do you take me for?
Coming through! Let's get down to the water!
Oh, my God. I need to go back to the car. I forgot something.
It's too late.
Oh, no, you don't understand. It's important, Rami. You just say...
Sammy. Figures in my name is. You saved it.
What's that about? I'll tell you later.
How? It wasn't in the car. It was in the toilet.
Thank God. Wait, what?
Pam? Pam, where are you going? Pam! 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 Go! Go!
Brian runs.
Just stick together. Come on.
Brian reaches Pam.
Okay.
We've got to go.
No. It's Gary. I can't leave him. His ashes. They're in the swag.
Around the dam, the air is clearer, but tinged with pink light. Sammy carries his box of documents.
Well, it's very bad.
Heather looks back. Brian looks back towards the hall.
Ashes.
Pam fights back tears.
Oh, Pam, love. I hate to tell you this. He's already been cooked once. Another light grilling isn't going to hurt you.
Brian Jones, that's a terrible thing to say.
But he won't mind. Come on, we've got to go.
Since we've always been together.
Sammy and Christina put life jackets on Rami and Billy.
Alex, put the dinghy in the water, Rami. Felicity, blankets on the head, Rami.
Michonne stares at flames flickering at the top of a tree. Book clubbers form a bucket chain. Near the small jetty, the two kids and the Joey sit in the dinghy.
Mum, where are the oars?
Oh, shit.
They're in the trailer.
Never mind. I'll pull them out.
Darling, are you sure you're up for this?
Ah! Something touched my leg.
Let me help you.
Sammy and Michonne pull the dinghy from shore. Brian and Pam run from burning bushland to Heather.
Oh, Pam.
Heather and Pam hug. Heather gapes at the fiercely burning trees. Alex and Felicity follow her gaze. Their jaws drop.
I think we could be in trouble here.
Alex gulps, looks down at Felicity's hand, then takes it. Felicity's fingers close on Alex's. Felicity gazes wordlessly at Alex. Brian rubs Heather's arms.
Oh, Brian.
I know, love, I know.
Book clubbers grab their buckets and retreat from a stand of burning trees near the dirt road. Brian, Heather and Pam watch flame engulf the trees. Truck labelled Dargo 1 pulls up. Fireys in yellow uniforms get out. Heather watches them closely.
Please.
Heather fights back tears as another stranger climbs from the truck. A firefighter jumps down, then turns and peers through the smoke, his eyes fixing on his mother. Gazing at Danny, Heather gives a huge watery smile, then covers her mouth as she sobs. Alex, Felicity and Christina laugh.
Oh, darling! Danny!
Move! Water on!
Danny signals, lifting one arm high, then starts hosing down burning trees. Heather watches with wet eyes and a huge smile. Sammy and Michonne stand hip deep, the dinghy between them.
We made it!
Book clubbers relax. Her breathing ragged, Alex gazes wordlessly at Felicity. Felicity releases her hand. Felicity gulps, then they laugh.
Danny! Oh, God!
Heather pulls Danny into her arms.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, thank you, Norman. I'm so worried.
The fires near the dam have been extinguished. Danny holds his mum tight. Smoke drifts from the charred bushland. Fade to black. The low sun glows brightly between distant leafy trees and on the wonky Santa's mailbox outside the hall. Her head resting on her hand, Heather sits alone at a picnic table out the front. Brian sits and puts an arm around her.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, what's this?
Licorice all sorts.
I knew you wouldn't leave me hanging.
Nah, never. Yeah.
She splits an all sort and they tap halves.
Cheers.
Have you told the kids?
Not yet. I will soon. Let them have their Christmas first.
Brian sits solemnly.
You know I'm going to be all right.
I love you, Heather Jones.
He kisses her cheek. Pam comes out.
Mind if I join?
Oh, here's trouble. About time you turned up.
Help yourself.
Where have you been?
Never you mind.
Oh, you took long enough. I expect you at the table this afternoon. I'm going to get out the fine china.
Ooh.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Oi. Hey. Are you that Indian bloke?
Sammy stands frozen before the two cops.
Yes. It's me.
Oh, yes, I knew it. Did you for my team?
Sorry.
Cricket, mate. Well, we always play on Christmas Day.
Mac.
Yeah?
This is classic racial profiling.
I play cricket.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You assume because he's Indian, he plays cricket.
I play cricket.
Yeah, but it's not racial profiling if it's a good thing.
I think you'll find it is.
I play cricket. I play cricket. I'd love to play cricket. I'm really good at it.
Mackenzie smirks at Greg's.
We're doing another one of those workshops.
You and me.
Mackenzie mimes hitting a cricket ball, then follows Greg's. Sammy turns away and rubs his face. Later, Billy is up to bat on the green grass. Mishan watches from under a tree. Heather heads towards Mishan.
Oh! Come on, son!
Heather hides when she spots Christina approaching.
How's your stomach?
Better. Empty.
Standing side by side, they watch the game.
I don't want to live in London anymore.
His face falling, Mishan stares at her.
What?
I'm so sorry. I want to come home.
Where's this all coming from?
Billy wrote a letter to Santa. Did you know?
He shakes his head.
He asked Santa to help his mummy be happy again.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, I feel like I've been wishing for the same thing too.
Mishan caresses Christina's face and hair.
Christina, we built a house in London.
I know.
A life.
I know. I know.
Heather watches from the bushes.
If moving here will make you happy, then I'll do it. Of course I'll do it.
Really?
Really?
She hugs him warmly. Heather smiles.
But just so I'm crystal clear, by here you mean...
Melbourne?
Oh, thank
goodness. And Sammy could even be my first client. Mates rates, of course.
I'm sorry, but... I was listening to the whole thing. Oh, I'm in static. Oh, thank you. Oh,
Alex! Brian! Daddy!
Wait, it's not more trivia.
No.
Go on, Mum. What's the news?
How did you go, son?
So you coming with us?
Afraid not.
What?
We got to get the truck back to the station. Before I go, I wanted to tell you something. Well, two things, actually.
Well, go on. What?
Mum? Dad, I know you want me to take over the farm.
But I want it.
What?
I want the farm. I've got plans. I've had them for ages.
I thought Danny wanted the farm.
I don't. I want to travel. I kind of want to go surfing. Or rock climbing in South America.
I knew that wasn't a phase.
Which actually leads me to my second point. Flick, I think you're really great. You are smart. You are funny. But I just...
I'm in love with Alex.
Whoa, whoa, wait.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hang on. Let's make this very clear. Who wants the farm?
Me.
And who's in love with Felicity?
Well, also me.
I am very confused.
Danny arches his eyebrows at Alex, then smiles. She steps to Felicity.
What about your family?
I'm willing to take the risk.
Alex hugs her. Michonne speaks to Danny, who shakes his head and smiles. Heather hugs Alex and Felicity.
Felicity! Oh, I always knew you'd be a Jones.
I always said that, didn't I? I always said it.
A family group hug.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
You've got to have a shower. You really smell.
I'm sorry. Oh, look at you.
Later, Rami presses her brow to the jury's before a wildlife officer carries the roo away. Sammy's arm is on his daughter's shoulder.
Hi, Bunny.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye, Bunny.
Bye, Bunny.
The fairies leave.
Bye, July,
bye. Merry Christmas. You can jingle my bell any time.
Standing with Pam at the end of the dam's jetty, Brian removes his hat. Pam takes ashes from the half-melted plastic box and sprinkles them in the water. Brian rubs some ashes between his fingers before letting them fall in the water. Close to tears, Pam scatters ashes. Brian puts an arm around her shoulders.
See you, mate.
Oh, love. Merry Christmas, mate.
At a picnic, Michonne throws grapes into Billy's mouth.
Do you want one?
Oh, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
Huh.
Are you ready?
Come on. You've got this.
Whoa! Yeah! Oh, 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 oh. Oh, what is it? What is it? Darling,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so strong.
It's ridiculous.
Michonne, I think it's gone now.
Outside the hall, Heather finds the dusty family Christmas sack bulging with presents. She stares down at it, then looks around, her face bright.
I'll be.
Alex sits on the open end of the ute tray. Felicity perches close beside her.
Hey. So, where's my present?
Shut up.
Alex puts her hand over Felicity's and gazes into her eyes. Felicity smiles.
I missed you.
As they kiss tenderly, Alex cups Felicity's jaw with her free hand. The sun shines in the blue sky. Cut to black. Credits roll past.
It's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Christmas tree, native pine, lights and tinsel all entwined. Put a fairy on the top, there's Gran and Pa and Joan and Pop. The ham and turkey's organised, won't the grandkids be surprised when Santa comes in big black boots in the back of Jacko's ute.
Oh, 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 oh.
Stan presents in association with Vic Screen, a Two Johns production. Cast: Heather Mitchell, Christina Ella Scott Lynch, Alex Max McKenna, Brian Neil Melville, Michan Dushan Phillips, Felicity Tali Faraday, with Pam Genevieve Morris, Reg Jimmy Rees, Sandra Marg Downey, and Danny Nicholas Denton. Casting director Marianne Jade, parent makeup designer Marie Princey, costume designer Zed Dragojevic, production designer Simon McCutcheon, editor Lily Davis, director of photography Gregoire Lira. Written by Tegan Higginbotham, produced by Richard Kelly and John Malloy, directed by Steph Smith. Audio description by The Substation. Copyright 2023, The Two Johns Proprietary Limited, Stan Entertainment Proprietary Limited.